At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Come on!
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Jeff Bermant. Jeff, are you ready to do this?
George, great to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Let's do this. Jeff is the founder and CEO of Cocoon, a web browser that privatizes your online data. I'm excited to have you on. Jeff, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Great. Well, my personal life, I live in Santa Barbara. It's probably one place you don't have to go on vacation to. I mean, I'm here, so kind of a great place to live. I've been here for 30-some-odd years. I came actually from New York. I came to California on a tennis scholarship and played at USC. As I like to say, my biggest triumph there was I was one of the great bench sitters of all time. You could be ranked in the top 20 in the country and never see anything on the U.S. team because, you know, they're the best team in America. But I had fun and I learned a lot and moved on from there and moved up to Santa Barbara, got married. I've got three wonderful kids all out of the house now. As my wife said when she heard that that we were to shelter in place, my wife said to me, quick, you go to your office. So I haven't seen my wife in like 2 months, and I called her a couple of times, and she's just doing fine.
Nice.
Oh, and send the money.
Nice.
I forgot that part.
Sure. And how about professionally?
So professionally, I actually started in the real estate business. My first job was working for Tom Selleck. Anybody knows Tom Selleck is on TV? Was working for his father at Coldwell Banker, which was the premier commercial brokerage in the country. And then I decided to go on my own because I like my entrepreneur. And I started my own real estate company and did a lot of real estate in Santa Barbara, was very successful with it. And then I dove into tech because I felt like I could contribute there. I did a great amount of contributing in my community, including saving land, getting open space, all types of great things, building some wonderful buildings, having some great tenants, and mostly in the tech industry. And I decided I really liked the tech industry, and why not join the group of the crazies?
I appreciate that. So,
yeah.
How long has that been now? Since you made the leap?
I started Cocoon 9 years ago, and the voyage has been very interesting. I decided I got kind of a lot of these things that I do turn out to be things that annoy me and or bother me, and I go find a solution for them. So I started delving into the privacy issue on the web, and this was before the VPNs became popular. I was before my time, and realized that you didn't have a lot of privacy on the web. People are following you around, and sure, if you want to give them permission to follow you around, they should have permission. They can get permission from you. So I was one of the early evangelists of being private. Or now I've come to the decision, well, if you can't be private, you might as well get paid for your data. And so we've moved from, we still have the secure browser that will make you invisible. It's probably one of the best browsers out to make you invisible. It needs some updating as we're going along. But it will make you invisible on the web. And so it's a great product. There's nothing actually, even on your computer, it's your computer turns into kind of a dump terminal. And everything is saved in the cloud, so there's nothing on your computer when you log out. And I wanted it that way for the utmost of privacy. So it's privacy in your home as well as privacy on the web, because we hide your IP address and we don't give out any footprints to anybody. So that was the first product that we built. And then I realized that actually I had a discussion with my son, who's in the tech industry, and we started talking about data. And he said, God, Dad, you know a lot about data. You know everybody's giving away their data for free. And I started thinking about that. And I started thinking, wait, we should change this paradigm. Why is one or two or three companies getting all this money from us, from browsing and geolocation and other things? Maybe we should do a new paradigm where the user, if he can't have complete privacy and doesn't want complete privacy, maybe they want to get paid for their data. And so that's where I took the company. We still have the secure private browser, but I really started focusing on, not just for here, but for the entire world, why don't we give you an opportunity, you being the user, to get paid for your data? And so that's where we are now. We're just building this out. We're having huge success with it. People love it because they're making money off of their own data. Our deal is you make 80%, we take 20%. There may be a time where it's sharing of 50-50, but right now I really like this pathway. And for me, what's wonderful about this is I'm actually helping people. And this is data that you're giving away. If you're not on a VPN, you're giving it to Google, you're giving it to Facebook, you're giving it to Yahoo or whoever you're using, and you're not getting paid for it. And I was like, no, that's not right. We should change that paradigm.
Got it. So how much money are we talking about? How is this like a $1 trillion industry? Billions?
This is literally billions and billions of dollar industry. The industry itself, which is, you think about Google and the other browsers and the other search engines, they're literally making trillions of dollars off of us worldwide and billions off of us on the browser. And we thought, well, we're not ready to do a search engine, but we sure could tackle the browser because we've been building browsers. And now when we go to mobile, which is going to be in the next couple of weeks, we'll start with Android, you'll be able to monetize. Well, it's going to take a little time for us to get the monetizing going on the browsing, because we need to build up some support by our users, but we'll be able to do geolocation. And what's amazing about geolocation is you're giving your data away all the time anyway. I mean, get in your car and your computer, your phone says 15 minutes to work, but right. You're being tracked. So you might as well get paid for it, is the way I look at it. Like, if you're tracking me, you already know who I am. And they don't really care who you are. They just care about your profile. You might as well get paid for that. And so that's the first thing we're launching off of this new app, which is get paid for your geolocation data. And my guess is it could be anywhere from, I did a quick calculation, and I think doing 13,000 miles in my car, I could get paid $600 or $700 for the year.
Wow.
It's a lot of money for a lot of people doing nothing but driving and going to your stores and whatever you do daily. It's a lot of money for you.
All right. So let's just assume that I am a user of Cocoon. So I download the app on my phone, or it's on my PC, or it's on my computer at home, or both?
There's a desktop version for Mac and for Windows at this point. And we'll be launching Android first. That's the one we chose. Follow the next two or two and a half months with iOS. And so yes, you would download. You'd go to the website. You would sign up, download it on desktop. Shortly, it will be mobile. That's an easier even sign up, because all you do is go to the Android store and pick it off the shelf and load it up. And we ask you a few questions, like, do you want to monetize your geolocation data, your browsing data? You say yes. And then you sign up a PayPal account, because we like paying cash. There's some other guys out there that are paying in Bitcoin. I don't think most of the world gets Bitcoin, and so I'm a cash guy. So you sign up your PayPal account, and every month we deposit that money less our 20% in your account.
Got
it. It's about as easy as it can get.
Yeah. Well, I certainly conceptually understand it, and oftentimes that's enough, but I'm curious the actual mechanics of it. So am I now no longer using Safari or whatever web browser? Now I'm using yours, and that's how I keep my information private, or is this just putting a shield on it so other people can't steal it?
Right. So Google and others can't see what you're doing on the browser, but we can. I mean, the only way we can monetize it is to then send it to a broker who then sells it into the market. Now, remember, we don't sell anything that has PII. PII means your personal information. We don't sell that. So they're not really interested in that. I have to tell you that, you know, they don't care. So they're more about what you do and, you know, what are you looking at and is that valuable? The more times you go to Facebook, that's valuable. The more times you go to Reddit, that may not be valuable to them. They're looking for your habits. And then, you know, you'll see stuff just like you normally do. See stuff pop up that you're interested in, but this time you're getting paid for it.
Got it. So there's really, why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah, no, there's, and let me say this. Our browser is built off of Chrome. So we decided to take the most popular browser in the world, which is Chrome, it has 1.5 billion, and just turn it into a money machine. So it basically acts just like Chrome acts, if you know how to use Chrome. Cocoon, and the monetized product, by the way, is Cocoon My Data Rewards, or MDR. So you want to go to, you know, you want to go to trycocoon.com, sign up for the MDR, because that's the one that's going to make you the money. If you want to be private, you'd go look for Cocoon Secure. But my advice to people, particularly in this era, this time, a little bit of extra dollars in your pocket, it's not a bad thing. It's kind of like somebody said to me, well, my wife only goes to Rakuten to buy things because she saves money. Well, if you go to us, you'll actually make money. So it's just, it's, you know, to me, it's a no-brainer. Like, why are you giving your money away for free?
Yeah.
Or your feet away for free, I should say.
Well, sure. And I think that the answer that I would give you is I didn't know that it had a choice.
Yeah. Well, you do now. You didn't, you know, 6 months ago or 8 months ago. But, you know, I want this to be worldwide. This is a great give back. I've been very successful in my career. And not to say we don't want to make money with you. But what's more valuable than the company lines up with you versus kind of against you? And I look at Chrome and say, yeah, it's kind of a one-way street. They're going to give you something for free, or you think it's for free, and it costs them nothing to run. And yet they're making billions of dollars off of you. Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, it's, I don't know enough about this. I think that you'll probably be able to answer my question. If I'm using Gmail, if I'm using Google Drive, if I'm using Chrome, then they probably know everything, absolutely everything about me.
Right. And if you use us, you can still use those. They'll know your Gmail. They'll know those types of things, but they won't know where you're browsing. And they don't get that information to sell. Now, just to be honest, they do get your search information, because I haven't built anything for search. And the reason I didn't build anything for search is because I think it's hard to compete with somebody like Chrome Google that does such a great job in finding you the information. But from there, when you go to the website, so you can look and decide what you want. The moment you click through us, so you're using Google as a search engine, the moment you click to us, you're private from Google. And the only thing that we see is the site you went to. And we have permission from you, if we get permission from you, to sell that data for you. Otherwise, Google can't see what you're doing.
Got it. So, and then you go to these data brokers, and do they have some kind of an auction? Or I don't mean to get too, I'm just curious, how does that...
In the weeds.
Yeah. But so, just conceptually speaking.
Yeah, conceptually speaking, they'll send it out to advertisers, and they don't bid it. They just get a price for it. We'll eventually build a cascade of advertisers that want to buy that data, so that we grow this thing. And here's the wonderful part: we're growing it for you, and we're just taking a piece of the action. So our job is to make you as much money as we can. And our job is to grow this thing so you can. And mobile and desktop are different buyers of the data. So it's kind of an interesting, thing for us to have to figure out who buys what. But we already have a deal. We have two deals already set. One deal is to sell your data on your desktop. And we limit it to $100 because some people just do things that are you can't possibly do, and we know it, and we don't want you to scam because it's ruining it for other people. So that's one way. And then the other thing, not to get too deep in the woods, is in the mobile side, we already have a contract for the geolocation, and we get to a certain amount of people, we have it for the browsing. So now you get paid on both of those. So that could be $30, $40, $50, $60 a month, and we're going to continue to grow this and find buyers for this, including hedge funds. Maybe it'll turn into $100 a month.
Yeah. Well, that is real money right there. I'm always fond of saying I'd rather have, $100 than not, or $50 a month or not, and that could, cover a recurring monthly cost of some kind or whatever, and it's something that you're already giving away for free. So.
Right, and eventually the other thing we're going to do, we haven't done it yet because this is taking real labor. We'll actually have nonprofits too. So if you want later on, you don't really need the money, but you'd like to give it to a nonprofit, we'll have that, and we'll pitch in some money ourselves because we think giving back is really important, and we think that you should be in control of your data and you should be able to choose what to do with your data versus Google or somebody else.
Very cool. I love it.
Yeah,
well, Jeff.
It's a game changer, in my opinion. We can change the world with this. We could have 1 billion users doing this and making money for themselves versus just giving it all away.
Yeah, love it. Well, Jeff, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
My tip is you should honestly start making money on the web. Go to us at trycocoon.com. Sign up. Mobile will be out in a couple weeks. You can sign up for desktop today. And the thing is to give back or to not, in my opinion, the tip is nobody needs to have all the money. We should share this. And so that's my mission, is to start sharing money with other people. I've figured out how to do it. My tip is help me out.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Nice. Jeff, thank you so much for coming on. Give us the website again.
George, I really enjoyed being on the show and the grilling and so on and so forth.
Give us the website again.
It's trycocoon, trycocoon.com.
Perfect. Well, trycocoon. Yeah, trycocoon.com. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Jeff your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas and wouldn't mind a little bit of extra money. Go to trycocoon.com, trycocoon.com. Thank you again, Jeff.
Thanks, George. It's good to talk to you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together.